Microsoft is a step closer to facing federal penalties for operating like a monopoly in the software industry. A federal appeals court has just cleared the way for a new judge to be appointed to decide how to bring Microsoft down to friendlier size in the industry. But just as Microsoft is set to launch its new Windows XP operating system, some of the company's competitors contend that Microsoft is using the same kind of intimidation tactics that got it hauled into court in the first place. Joining us from New York is our business commentator, Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune Magazine. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Scott.
Windows XP, it's an operating system, but something more, right?
Right. It is an operating system, and it raises all of the same issues that were raised in the trial with the previous operating system, except they're multiplied.
Explain that.
Well, during the trial, the key issue was the fact that Microsoft had made Internet Explorer as part of the operating system, and it couldn't be removed. Internet Explorer was its browser, and it wanted to compete with Netscape's browser. Every computer manufacturer who loaded Windows, which is pretty much everybody, had to get the Microsoft browser with it, as part of it. Mm-hmm. And as we now know, Internet Explorer, that browser, is now the dominant browser, and Netscape, which was once the leading competitor, has become pretty much a negligible force in the industry. Mm-hmm. So that's issue number one.
All right.
Issue number two has to do with, to what extent can Microsoft push around the computer manufacturers? And really, one of the things that the Court of Appeals decided was that Microsoft's, in effect, bullying of computer manufacturers was illegal. That is the basis on which they ruled that Microsoft was a monopoly that had abused its monopoly power. And so, once again, we're in the same situation. Microsoft originally told the manufacturers that it would be a blank screen. It wouldn't be cluttered up with all these icons and so on. So Compaq Computer went out and cut a deal with AOL to put an AOL icon on the desktop.
Right. Just take it out of the box, plug it in, and start surfing.
Right, and there's AOL. So then Microsoft said, well, Compaq, and everybody else, by the way, if you decide to put a competitor's icon on the desktop, you will have to, contractually, put three of our icons on the desktop. Those are your choices. No icons or three of ours. And so Microsoft is acting as if the trial never happened.
Well, I mean, as far as they're concerned, until they're penalized, it hasn't, right?
Well, that's right. And that brings you into the next issue, which is it really allows you to see what a tough spot the government is in. On the one hand, they must be tearing their hair out that Microsoft is doing exactly the same behavior that they took them to court 3 years ago and, for all intents and purposes, won. And yet, if they go to court now and say, Judge, Windows XP has to be stopped. We cannot allow it to be released because it violates the law. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that that could hurt the American economy because, right, you know, computer sales are in the tank right now. Technology companies are really having a hard time. So here comes this product that people are sort of interested in, they're reading a lot about, and it has the potential to jumpstart computer sales. So if the government goes in and says, stop it, will they be blamed if the economy keeps spiraling downward? If they don't do anything about it, are they allowing Microsoft to thumb their nose, you know, at the judiciary and at the government?
This disagreement has the ring of the first shot being fired in a war between AOL and Microsoft.
Well, that is absolutely true. And let us state here for the record, Scott, that Fortune is a subsidiary of AOL Time Warner.
Who publishes your magazine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we've written plenty of tough stuff about AOL and will continue to. But AOL and Microsoft are very much now at war. And the reason is because this new operating system goes head-to-head with AOL in a way that previous operating systems did not. Basically, the operating system is designed to get you onto the internet and indeed to guide you towards Microsoft owned or partnered sites. Mm-hmm. And when you think about what AOL does, it's pretty much the same thing. AOL doesn't have an operating system, but the AOL concept is, you know, you go onto AOL, it gets you on the internet, it takes you to AOL owned or partnered sites, and basically they try to control your life on the internet. You don't need AOL or Microsoft to be on the internet, and yet the two of them have become so dominant that they're clearly fighting for supremacy of the consumer as the place from which to launch the internet. And they basically believe that eventually there'll be a lot of money to be made by doing that.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me, Scott.
Joe Nocera, who's our business commentator here on Weekend Edition and executive editor of Fortune Magazine.